We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's Thursday, November 18th. I'm Jeff Schwartz alongside Matt Ford. This is Jeff Schwartz this morning. You were powered by the Varsity Podcast Network. It is our gambling wagering preview for the weekend. And guess what? We won last weekend, Matt. 4-1. I am now 26-9 in the season in Pac-12 plays, which I know enthuses everyone. Yeah, man, we are 21-29. So we only need about 8 more of those to get back to 500.
We're like the Chiefs. We're back? Question mark? No one actually knows. Let's see if we handle our business this week.
Someone asked me last week, like, why is this NFL season so hard to gamble on? I'm like, because nothing's the same each week. That's the problem. Nothing's the same each week. So the trends you have carrying over, you're like, that might not be the same thing that happens this week. But nonetheless, we'll get to the National Football League in a second. Also, by the way, I am 1-0 in college basketball. I gave you guys UCLA Villanova Friday night. They won in overtime. That game ended about 2 a.m. Eastern. So for those who watched it out east, good for you guys. Bruins in the win column so far in a big game. All right, let's get to college football. We're going to start a big game in the Midwest, Ohio State and Michigan State. Michigan State's getting 19 points, somewhere around there. And I tried, Matt, to find a way to take Michigan State. I tried my best because dog getting big points. Yeah, Ohio State's going to kick their butts. Michigan State defensively is just not capable of keeping up with Ohio State. If Ohio State plays up to their standard, and their standard's like 42 points a game, 45 points a game, Michigan State is explosive on offense somewhat, but against better teams, I just have a hard time seeing them score 24 points when Ohio State puts up, 45-52. Ohio State is number one in the country in points per drive on offense. They're number 20th on defense. They're second in the country in special teams. Michigan State, by the way, is 33rd in points per drive on offense, 38th on defense. But they're dead last in the country in plays per game on defense, and they're 122nd in three and out percentage. You're not beating Ohio State unless you get off the field. And Michigan State just can't do that. They can't get off the field. So I'll go Ohio State to cover here. Do you have any thoughts on
this? No, great nugget here. Ohio State at home, when they've played ranked opponents in the Big Ten at home, they've won 24 straight. That's since 2015, and they've won those games by an average of 22 points. So that's in line with this game here. the sharps are with you. Yeah. Small difference. Everybody's betting Michigan State on the road at about 80% clip. That always goes poorly for the public. So I guess you got to just hold your nose and lay the 19 here. So I think it's the right play.
Would you, this game's not on the rundown, but since I know it means a lot to you, is Michigan in trouble at Maryland look ahead Man, spot?
Look, you never want to go against Mike Loxley at Capital One Field, where dozens of Maryland faithful will be in attendance. I'm sure. What's the line there? 14.5? Is that what you're seeing?
I would take Michigan. Yeah.
Yeah, I would probably take Michigan too. Maryland's banged up. Yeah,
they crush bad teams.
Maryland has not had a good game in weeks.
When's the last time you've been to a Maryland home football game?
When I went there.
It's been that long.
It's been a while.
How was the atmosphere at a Maryland home football game?
Not as good as the basketball. I'll tell you that.
Were you there when they had the weird Under Armour helmets? I don't like those helmets. The state flag helmets?
I was there. They had. Yes, I was there for that. I was there. I saw some really good teams and players. I was there in the Darius Hayward Bay, the Torrey Smith era. We had some pretty bad quarterbacks, but explosive wide receivers. Stephon Diggs came right when I left. Weird amount of good pro players in there.
Was Ralph Friggin the head coach?
For some of it, yep. And then we had Randy Edsall, who then went back to UConn and turned that into the worst program in the country.
Well, yeah, he's out. The thing about Ralph... You guy likes to eat, man. If you're a player and your coach tells you to lose weight, and he is 150 pounds overweight, do you take him serious? I mean, serious. Like if someone told you, hey, you need to lose weight, you're like, well, you're fat as hell. Why should I lose weight? Like as a player, does that motivate you think? I'm just curious.
I have no idea. I don't know like, how to answer that.
I played with Andy Reid and it was great because we laughed about it. Like, he never told us to lose weight. He never told anyone to lose weight. He just fed us hamburgers. Andy Reid's the best. We loved Andy Reid for that.
So if you played with like Cliff Kingsbury, he'd be like, listen, let's trim down, let's slick back our hair. Yeah,
all right, well,
let's make our house look like maybe a porn movie set, like where I do the draft. Like there's lots of, you know, feedback he could give you based on
that. I'm just asking a question. I mean, it's just, you know, if you were a player, if your coach was sloppy, would you take nutrition advice from him?
these are great questions.
Yeah, great question. Okay, moving on. Oregon, Utah. I've had three people today alone ask me why Utah's favored in this game. They're favored by three at home.
Yeah. Why are they favored?
I don't know, because no one watches football out west. Oregon's going to win this game. They're going to cover, obviously, because they're going to win this game. I talked about this a couple times this year. Ohio State game, UCLA game. Oregon are glory hounds, boys. They play in big games much better than they do at home against Arizona. This is a big game, right? It's national TV, 7:30 p.m. Eastern on ABC. It's an important game. They respect Utah, and they need to win this game to clinch a Pac-12 North. They need to win this game to keep the playoff alive, playoff hopes alive, as they are still the third-ranked team in the country. The teams are strikingly similar, though. They are tied in points per drive on offense and points per drive on defense, 13th and 52nd. Very, very similar football teams. The difference comes in this. One, special teams. Utah is 123rd in special teams. Not good. And this is the worst special teams they've had under Kyle Whittingham. It's actually strikingly odd that this bad on special teams. And Oregon's fifth in the country in special teams. Like, that's a big difference when you have two teams that are pretty even. Secondly, it's a talent difference. Oregon's more talented, and they're more physical in the trenches. And Utah has not seen a team like Oregon since maybe San Diego State, one that can match up with them in the trenches and physically get after them, which is what Oregon can do. Now, there's always a concern with Oregon's quarterback, Anthony Brown. He's going to have one drive, two drives, one quarter, where it's just not very good, and Oregon has to withstand that. But he's also resilient. They're down 9-3 to Washington, 14-0 to UCLA, came back and won those games. So I'm going Oregon here. I wrote an article for Fox Sports, 1,600 words. You go read all of it. But Oregon's win this football game. Let's stay out west for...
One quick nugget there. Oregon's, I was wondering, has Oregon even been an underdog this year, given how good they've been? They have been an underdog in, this is their third game, and they won the previous two outright. So bodes well here.
Ohio State at UCLA. Yeah. Those are the two games. Same thing happened for UCLA week. Everyone's like, oh, UCLA. And it's like, Yeah, Oregon's, they play better in big games. It's a big game. Joe Moorhead, the offensive coordinator, will have something up and ready to go. Again, the physicality of Oregon, hard to match out west. And 2019, this Utah team was better, and Oregon just manhandled them at the line of scrimmage. All right, let's stick out west. UCLA's favored by 3 over USC. Don't get it. USC's awful. They have not played well at home this season. The Coliseum will be dead at home this year. They have lost to Stanford, Oregon State, Utah, and beat Arizona by 7. And actually, Maryland might beat Arizona. That's how bad Arizona is. So they're lifeless. They're just lifeless right now. They're completely lifeless. Their best player, Drake London, is a wide receiver, been out for the last 5 quarters. Drake London has missed the last 5 quarters, all right? He's been targeted 123 times, even though he has not played in the last 5 quarters. The next highest guy is 68. He is their offense. He's not playing. USC cannot stop the run. USC can run the ball very well. I think it's a tough game for the Trojans. The Bruins win this by about 10 or more. Lastly here, we're going to Wake Forest at Clemson. Give me Clemson here minus the 4.5. I feel like we got to the point now where it's okay to bet on Clemson. Like, we went for a long time where they're not covering the spread. They've kind of been dilly-dallying. Do you know if they win the last 2 games, they can end up at 10-3?
Wow.
Well, that and a bowl win. This game, South Carolina, and then a bowl win puts them at 10-3.
Jeez. For, like, their worst season. It feels like we wrote them off, like, in week 2.
Yeah. They're 3rd in the country on defense. Offensively, they're a mess. Look, they're working through some things. They're not busy offensively, but guess what? Wake Forest, they can score on offense, but they're not against Clemson's defense, they can't.
Yep.
And Wake Forest's defense is ranked 79th in the country. They're not good. They're 81st in points per drive. I think Clemson wins this game by touchdown or more. I'll take the minus 4.5 here. A big game this weekend in the ACC. So that's where we sit for the college games. Let's get to the National Football League.
Man, I like that one. Even though it's the ACC and not the Pac-12, I think I might tell you there.
Right?
Yeah.
It's good, yeah.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
We've got a really good slate in the NFL, too, this week. A bunch of games. I feel like things are starting to crystallize for me a little bit, which is a good way to jinx both of us. Knocking wood. The Thursday game this week, after last week's Thursday game, knocked me out of Survivor, guys. So I just wanted to share that update. This week, it's Patriots at Falcons. The Falcons are +7 at home, probably without Cordarrelle Patterson. Are we touching this?
Well, in which direction are we touching this?
It'd
be Falcons +7, right? But we're not.
Okay. Because the Patriots, I'm not trusting them laying 7 on the road, are you?
No, absolutely not. No, I don't think so.
Yeah, this is just a straight pass. I think Atlanta without Patterson is like, what exactly can they do on offense? They're like, their offense has just been so terrible to watch all season. I want no part of this.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yep, not happening.
Cool. Moving to Sunday, the Saints are going to Philly. Philly's laying 1. This one's moved around all over the place. We'll call it 1. Do we like a side here?
I don't know about this Philly team, man. I would actually lean New Orleans again in this game. We got New Orleans last week.
Me too.
They did a good job for us. I mean, Trevor Siemian is playing good enough. I believe Alvin Kamara is back this week. Otherwise, this line would probably be more, I would imagine, right? I mean, I think he's back this week. And New Orleans plays really good defense. They weirdly enough, almost win more without Drew Brees than they have when with Drew Brees. Philly still, I think, defensively has some concerns. Look, their offensive line's good. Jalen Hurts is doing a good job. But the Saints defense, guys, is really good. And again, they play almost better as a team, knowing that the whole team has to contribute to make plays. I'd be okay if New Orleans was one of our plays this week.
Me too. New Orleans, I feel like they have a tough game every week. Philly's tough. I don't know if they're very good, but they're just tough to beat for some reason. Saints are great after a loss. They were last week too. Historically, against the spread. Sean Payton's one of the best of all time. They're 3-0 this season against the spread after a loss. Philly, meanwhile, can't win at home. They've only won on the road this season, which I find very curious. But the main thing is the Saints are great at stopping the run, which has been the Eagles' new lifeblood. Number one rush in DVOA. I think this is a slam dunk, man. I think New Orleans is definitely the right play here.
Yeah, I'm good with New Orleans. Again, a good defense, good special teams, good coaching. Alvin Kamara, I think, is back, right? I mean, obviously, this is Wednesday.
Yeah,
so
he's questionable still. Yeah.
It's hard to tell if he's back this week. But look, but they managed to cover a game last week without him.
Yeah, Ingram looks – I mean, Ingram is a very, very serviceable backup. They're an unbelievably resilient team, man. They're on their third quarterback. Kamara's their best player. No Michael Thomas this year. Like, they've been damn good.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, moving on.
Saints are in for now. Dolphins at Jets. God, Joe Flacco probably starting.
Not probably. He is starting. Ugh. I'm not touching this game with a 10-foot pole, as our buddy Dave Damashek says.
That's right. Although I would say it would be the Dolphins, right? And like this 100%, this is one of those, like, the Dolphins are probably going to cover this, and we're going to look up in a few weeks and be like, huh, the Dolphins are 500 against the spread this year. Like, how did they do that? And it's games like this. But
yeah, exactly. 100% agreed. Yes. Not the Dolphins. And look, they're starting Joe Flacco. The Jets are, because the Dolphins pressure. We saw, you know, the pressure they brought against Lamar Jackson, the Ravens. But I don't trust their the Dolphins are they're just not to be trusted.
Yeah, agreed. God, as much as I would like the chance to bet against Joe Flacco, man, are we missing out? I don't know. I don't want to watch this game or think about this game ever again. So let's just boot it into the stratosphere and talk about the epic clash, the Ron Rivera Bowl, the Washington football team at the Panthers. The Panthers are 3.5-point favorites.
Are we back on Washington? We've been off of them all year.
Rightfully.
Their defense has gotten better lately. Yep. Right? Offensive with Tyler Heinicke has been... I'm just worried about the Panthers defensively being really good. And if Cam does bring a little bit more juice to this offense, they're going to win this game. Like, I don't know, man. It's not my favorite.
Oh, God. Listen, why do we think Cam Newton brings them anything? This guy was not on an NFL roster until week 10 when Sam Darnold had to go down and they didn't have confidence in PJ Walker. So they signed Cam Newton off the street, who has two plays at the one and scores. Like, okay, let's see if he can play a full game.
Fair enough.
I think this line is a little bit higher because of Chase Young. I would give the unfortunate reminder that Chase Young only has a sack and a half this year and has basically been a non-factor in every game, I would say, as a guy who's watched a bunch of them.
Yeah.
The Panthers, the Washington's losses this year are all against teams that are 500 or better. They're all playoff teams with the exception of the Broncos, the Chiefs, the Packers, the Saints, Chargers, the Bills. This would be their worst loss. Carolina's beat the Jets, Texans, Falcons, Colt McCoy and the Cardinals, and the Saints was their only good win. I just think that this is just an artificially inflated line because of Cam Newton ripping his helmet off and Chase Young being good last year. I just think this is 3 points.
So Washington's pass rush is ranked fifth by Pro Football Focus, even though, to your point, Chase Young has not been as good as we thought. And the Panthers' pass blocking unit is 26th. If you're looking for an advantage there, you have advantage certainly in the trenches. Because I think Washington football team is the second best pass blocking unit according to, and actually they're really good at run blocking too. So they're seventh in run blocking and third, I believe, second in pass protection. The Panthers pass rush is just okay. I mean, they get home a lot of times with pressure, right? And they don't tackle very well. Actually, they're the, what were they for tackling? The 29th worst team in tackling. Yeah. All right, 3.5. You get the hook there as well.
Yeah. Gibson looks like he might have gotten a little healthy with some rest. I think his like playing through that injury was the key to that offense. I think I'm good with Washington here. I feel like they might turn it around a little bit after the bye week.
I'm good with that. Let's do it.
Oh, man. I don't know what I just talked ourselves into. Colts at Bills is our next game. The Bills are laying 7 to Carson Wentz.
Oh, just huge yikes. No chance in hell I'm playing any one of these sides in this game.
Not Buffalo.
Their offense is so untrustworthy sometimes.
Are they, though? I mean, of course they had the egg that they laid against Jacksonville. But other than that, they played 9 games this year. 6 have been blowout wins. Like, they lost to the Steelers. They lost. They got beat by Tennessee. They laid an egg against Jacksonville. And they've blown everyone else out. Like, no Darius Leonard is either. He hasn't practiced. We don't know if he's going to play. When he doesn't play, their defense sucks. Quentin Nelson's been hurt. He didn't practice today, Wednesday, either. We're going Carson Wentz outside against Buffalo, who's underpriced still because no one trusts them after 2 weeks ago. We hate the Colts. Like, I feel like this. I felt like you were going to come out of the gates strong for Buffalo here. Like, why not Buffalo?
Yeah, I could see Buffalo here.
I mean, no one loves 7.
The Colts aren't. 7's better than 7.5.
Yep.
Buffalo's number one in DVOA, the 14th in offense, first on defense. You mentioned the injuries. Carson Wentz on the – yeah, you know what? I'm with you here, right? Carson Wentz on the road against a good defense. Like, he's bound to throw the ball away once or twice. All right, screw it. Let's do it. I'll put him in the maybes. The maybes for now. All we have is we have one yes on New Orleans, I feel like.
Colts 2-4 is an underdog this year, although they are good on the road. 8 of their last 10 they've covered on the road. Let's do it as a as a maybe. I think we like the Saints the most, and Washington is in the mix.
Yes.
Okay, Detroit at Cleveland. I did a double take on this line. It's 10 for Cleveland. We're assuming Baker's going to play through the injury. What's going on? Why is this 10?
Well, because the Lions are undecided on their quarterback. I think it's probably not Jared Goff, which might be better for them.
What's going on there?
He's just hasn't practiced. No, he's hurt, injury. Something like okay. that.
Tim Boyle.
But Detroit is just. We keep betting on them, and they're just we've picked the wrong week to bet on them each single week. However, if Baker Mayfield's this beat up, but the Browns are going to run the football all day. Oh. Yeah,
Chubb should be back right from the COVID thing.
Do we touch David Blau? Who'd you say it was?
I already forget his name, and I just closed the tab. Hang on, it's Tim Boyle.
I would love to pick the Lions.
Tim Boyle. I mean, God, this is ugh.
Lions can't run the ball. Like this, the Browns have played well against bad teams this year. They played poorly against good teams. I think we stay away from this game. I think we liked the Lions originally, but I'm good with staying away.
Yeah, I'm fine. Let's get out of there. No chance. 49ers at Jacksonville. This is an interesting one. The 49ers are laying 6 on the road. What do you think?
I mean, this is a spot where I think we would have taken Jacksonville pretty easily in the past, right? Road.
Yep.
You know, you got a road favorite here off a big win on Monday night, going across the country to face Jacksonville. I feel like it's got to be Jacksonville, right? Just like you blindly bet Jacksonville, just deal with it.
Yeah, this is like a 50% difference in spread and in money and bets. This is the sharp play of the week, it looks like. But I don't like it. I just don't like it. I think San Francisco could actually turn this around a little bit. Granted, they looked great in a national primetime game, so that's why they're going to get a few extra points here. But Jacksonville's awful. I don't buy them at all, and I do think San Francisco is like, they've just had a bunch of bad luck. They haven't gotten up for games, and like maybe they turn things around. I have no interest in Jacksonville here. I kind of am tempted by the 49ers, even though that's a very square and kind of
we're not taking the Niners. If anything, we take Jacksonville. We're not taking the Niners in this spot. No, a short week, big national TV win on the road. Like this is, buddy, Jacksonville plus 6 is what we've always done. I know it's not a great year for that, but taking the Niners, who's a 500 team, is a touchdown favorite on the road after a big home win on Monday Night Football? Absolutely not. No, no 49ers here.
It's a bad practice. It shouldn't be in our 5, but if I had to pick this, I would definitely be taking the Niners.
The Niners?
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Who are you?
I know. I'm just saying, like, I just can't do it with this Jacksonville team, and I think the Niners, remember at the beginning of the season, we were all like, the Niners are one of the best teams in the league. I just kind of feel like they're going to regress back to that at some point.
Yeah.
And Jacksonville's trash. Like, I just don't, I don't know. Speaking of trash, the Texans are headed to Tennessee to play the best team in the league, the Titans, who are laying 10. God, what a game.
Interesting about this game. Like So Tennessee is the best record in football, but their DVOA where is that right here? 18th in DVOA, and they have the best record in the NFL. Like, there's going to be regression there. They're so injured. The regression is not happening this week, though. Right. Because we're not betting on Houston. We're not laying points at Houston anymore. We're just not doing
no
it.
No chance.
They're off a bye. I mean, I don't know if that matters very much for you here. But we're just, what, you want to take Houston?
Kind of. I just kind of forgot that it's not, I didn't even consider this game, but this is to Rod Taylor. There's a great note in here, Jeff, from our producer, Hank, that the Titans are averaging 229 yards per game of offense since Derrick Henry went down. 229 yards of offense. That would be definitely last in the league. The Texans are 280 yards per game. They are last in the league.
Oh, boy.
So, I mean, Tennessee's defense, like, they're just not going to get up for all of these games. I don't know. I don't see them laying the smackdown on Tyrod Taylor, who we like to bet on in spots like this.
Yeah.
It's just terrible. Like, why would we do this to ourselves, let alone our listeners?
What's it at now? 10.5?
Yeah, I see it at 10.5 some places. Do we want to claim it's 10.5? It's 10.5 at BetMGM, and
if we're taking this, we're claiming the half point for sure.
I mean, I don't want this. Boy. Let's just move on, and if we need another,
let's put in the maybes because there's not a lot of games I like that are left. So
I'm getting a little worried.
Let's do maybes.
We're not even to the 4 o'clocks yet. We got Green Bay at Minnesota. This is a fascinating one. Minnesota +2.5, which I feel like is maybe a little bit low, just based on how the public views Green Bay, who's 9-1 against the spread this year. But I think we like Minnesota, maybe.
Because all the sharp money's coming in Minnesota. That's why. It's open at 3. It's at 2.5. This is a terrible number now at 2.5. But the right play's Minnesota. Home divisional dog getting points.
Yep. With a good offense.
100%.
Yep.
Good offense. Good on defense. It's a roller coaster to bet on them. Don't get me wrong. And Aaron Rodgers owns this division. Packers are playing good football. Their 8-0 gets spread since week 2. They've won 11 of their last 12 divisional matchups. But we're very good at picking divisional matchups this season. We're 14-6, according to our research team of not me or you.
That's right.
Person to be unnamed. I'm going with the Vikings here, +2.5. I like it.
Yeah. The thing that worries me is Minnesota has one of the worst secondaries in the league. No good corners. Playing Devontae Adams. God. It's the right play. It's the right play. I mean, Minnesota's a good team. They still are like playing for their lives. This is a home divisional game. You said it. Green Bay is a little overrated.
And this year, right, with the way this year has been, this is like Minnesota wins this game. Everyone's like, oh my God.
Right.
The Packers, they're done. They're done. Like, there's something stupid like that.
Huh. That's interesting.
Right?
Yeah. I also think that I kind of feel like, I don't know, last week, they didn't seem afraid. Like they've like had some weird ways they've coached the games. Like they were going for it on fourth downs. Like Justin Jefferson was like really active. Like it just felt like they have the talent. They just kind of need to get out of their own way. So I buy it. I think it's a smart play.
All right, let's put Minnesota in at +2.5. It just breaks my heart. I wish it was +3.
I know. Ugh. For speaking of heartbreaking, the Ravens are playing the Bears, and someone out there is going to actually watch this full game. The Bears are +6 at home against Baltimore. Lamar Jackson was sick. He did not practice today.
Oh, jeez.
Do we? Are you going to make me?
The Ravens' defense is not very good.
It stinks, dude.
There's a lot of issues on that defense. They're 25th in DVOA. Lamar Jackson's holding this team together with duct tape because of all the injuries they have. The Bears are off a bye, correct?
Yep.
And we got to do it, man. 6 points. Baltimore's not that good.
Terrible is a favorite. 1-6 against the spread is a favorite, Baltimore. Bears 5-2 is a dog against the spread. This feels like a terrible game. We'll look up and be like, wait, did we pick this one this week? Did we cover this one?
There are some times where I text you like, are we sure? Which of the games we picked?
I know, because some of them are just so ugly. I think Chicago is a pretty competent team, and we're getting them at a good discount. And I don't know what this line is with the Ravens. Like, I don't know why people trust them. The Ravens, every week, you never know what you're getting. I don't see the Bears getting blown out at home. I actually think this is a smart play.
All right, let's.
Ugh.
I know, right?
God.
God help us.
Oh, man. All right. Cincy at Las Vegas, starting the 4 o'clock games here. The Raiders are +1 at home. And this game has serious implications. Like, a few weeks ago, these were two of the hottest teams in the league. I think we both saw this coming. But I don't know, man. Do you like either of these teams?
I would lean Bengals here, but I think that their shine, I mean, they're 25th in DVOA now. Their shine from early in the season has been worn off. They're off a bye. They've been embarrassed the last two games. But the Raiders at home, the Raiders haven't been good at home. I don't know, man. I think this is one of I would stay away from this game. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's a stay away too. And I would be on the Raiders. I don't know why exactly they're home underdogs to the Bengals. Like, I don't know. I just don't see that a marked difference between these teams and Cincinnati going on the road. They had a quality win. Was their last good win Baltimore? Let me see.
I think so.
It just feels like they haven't won a game in like months. Yeah, that's obviously not true. They lost. So their last four, they lost big to the Browns. They lost to the Jets. They blew out the Ravens and they blew out the Lions. It's like, so I feel like everyone's kind of thinking that they're the team that, you know, beat up on the Ravens, who we just talked about being inconsistent.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a stay away.
I think there's a couple games coming up that I think we really do like.
Yeah, I think one of them is this one. This is Seattle hosting their rival Arizona Cardinals. +2.5 is the number we're getting now, with the assumption that Kyler will play on Wednesday. Seattle?
Love Seattle here.
Got to do it.
Embarrassed. National TV embarrassment. Russell Wilson's putting in extra rehab this week, getting ready to go.
19.5 hours a day.
I love Seattle here. There's no way. Their team is too prideful. Their coach is too good. Their quarterback's too good to just lay another freaking egg against the Cardinals. Plus, the Cardinals have not won, I believe, in Seattle. They don't win very often there, right? If I'm correct on that one.
I mean,
Seattle's record is not terribly great, which is kind of surprising. But I'm all in on Seattle. What about you?
I'm with you. Other than, you know, there was a win. The Cardinals have turned this series around, but this has been an interesting. Actually, no, the Cardinals have had a weird history with the Seahawks, but that's sort of changed over the last couple of years. I just think that this is a situational play. Like, the Cardinals are not good late in the season under Kingsbury. We went over that a few weeks. I think we were a little earlier. I was a little early on that one. You're totally right. Russell Wilson is not going to look that bad again, coming off the injury with not enough practice in really cold weather. Seattle will win this game. This is just one of those that they win or their season's over. So, you know, let's see it. This is a great chance for them. Second worst record in the NFC.
I know, Seattle. Right?
Pretty astonishing. Okay, man. Game of the week. Cowboys Chiefs. The Chiefs are laying 2.5. I have a feeling that, I mean, this is just going to be the top story of every single football rundown on Monday morning. What's the headline going to be? Are the Chiefs back or is Dallas for real?
All right. So, we've seen this year that that cover two, right? The two high look has really bothered the Chiefs this year.
It has.
And we saw the Raiders just not run a lot of it because it's not what they do. Guess who doesn't run a lot of cover two is also the Cowboys. Hmm. They run a ton of man coverage, ton of cover three. I think I have the numbers right here. Yeah, they run 12% two high, 11% quarters, fourth most man in the NFL. Hmm. Good luck running man coverage against the Chiefs. Single high man coverage. This game is under a field goal. We've been burned by Kansas City a bunch this year, but Dallas, guys, has covered way too many games than they should in a normal year. I think the Chiefs are legit back. Plus, guys, the Chiefs defense play a lot better lately. They're not allowing as many points. They're rushing the passer better. They've made some changes to their secondary. I am on the Chiefs here, and I'll go with it.
I think I like it. I had a feeling that this would be where you'd go. I agree that the numbers just kind of have to, at some point, flip-flop with the Chiefs not covering at home and Dallas just covering every single game. This will be a really interesting one. I mean, I think the Clyde Edwards-Helaire, he's probably coming back. Like, I'm really curious how they use him. It feels like the Chiefs have kind of figured something out with their running game.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just Darrell Williams is good, but like, he had that great catch in the end zone, that then that wheel route. Like, maybe they got the monkey off of their backs, or maybe they just played the Raiders, who they always beat up on and will look like idiots. But this is a huge spot for the Chiefs, who are traditionally excellent at home in a big spot with Andy Reid. I think it's the smart play, and we're getting under three. I can't believe it, but the Chiefs, maybe the Chiefs are back. Let's do it.
I'm in, man. I'll drink the Kool-Aid. Why not?
All right, man. Let's do it. Let's win a Chiefs bet. Let's see if it happens. We've got two more games left here. Sunday night, the Steelers are at the Chargers. The Chargers are laying 5.5. It's unclear as of tape time if Roethlisberger will play. They are preparing as if he will not play. But Tomlin says if he doesn't practice but is able to play, he will. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's just a stay away from me, because the Chargers' defense is just not very good. And I think the Pittsburgh is just going to try to ground the ball, run the ball, smart passes. The Chargers' offense just does not throw the ball downfield enough. They kind of limit Herbert, which is kind of funny. Their Steelers' pass rush is good. The right side of the Chargers' offense a lot. It's just too many points. It's too many points without knowing if Big Ben's going to play or not. I think on Wednesday, it's not the call, or we bet the Steelers. Those are the two calls.
I think we bet the Steelers no matter what. if Roethlisberger isn't playing, we should lay off of this. But I just think that this is the exact Mike Tomlin spot. It's after a humiliating game. It wasn't a loss, but it feels like a huge loss going against the Lions and tying. They're always good as an underdog. The Chargers, dude, when is the last time you watched a Chargers game and you were like, they look great? Like, they look terrible. Yeah, they haven't looked good in months. Their last game where I was like genuinely impressed with how they looked, or anyone was, I guess, was when they beat the Browns in, I think that was what, like week four, week five? Like, they haven't looked good in a really long time. So I don't get this line. They don't do well against the run, which is going to be how the Steelers game plan here, because of, the quarterback situation. Najee Harris has been great. Pittsburgh is one of the best teams of since Tomlin is there. They are the best team after a loss and as an underdog against the spread. I just think that this is an absolute hammer spot for the Steelers.
I am with you on liking the Steelers side. We just have a lot of like maybes on here. We have to go through a lot of these to figure out which is our five going to be, because I'm with you. I think the Steelers is a good play here. All right, let's go. Let's go to the last game, which I don't think we're going to have much on.
No, I mean, it's the Giants at the Bucks. The Bucks are going to win this game, obviously, right? They're minus 11 at home. They are off two straight losses, one embarrassing one last week to my Washington football team. High five. But we're not taking the Bucks here, are we?
No, we're not. The Giants actually cover pretty well on the road, by the way, too. So, let's move on from this game, because we got to figure out what we're doing. So I have five wagers right now on the thought. I think we just like to we'll go over them. Ready? Mm-hmm. New Orleans plus one, Minnesota plus 2.5, Chicago plus 6, Seattle plus 2.5, Kansas City minus 2.5. So that's four home teams. Three of them home dogs. New Orleans on the road. Kansas City at home is a short home favorite. The other ones we said we would consider: Washington plus 3.5 on the road at Carolina, Buffalo minus 7 at home, Houston plus 10.5, and Pittsburgh plus the 5.5. Is there any changes you would like to make?
Let's obviously take Houston out.
When I was reading that list, I was like, yep, all right.
One of these is not like the other. Let's take Pittsburgh out for now, I assume, because we don't know who the quarterback is. But I do like that.
We've left in two games with quarterback changes, and we've won both of them. Or with injury news. Like the Saints, we left in with Kamara injury news, and Dak Prescott when Cooper Rush won against the Vikings.
That's right. I think Chicago is a great bet, plus 6 at home.
I think our ones we chose are great.
I think so too. I think Buffalo we don't need, and I do like Washington, but like they're the worst team against the spread this year. I'm out.
So if we're taking a team on the road, though, we take the Saints at Philly or Washington at Carolina.
I mean, I think New Orleans is probably a safer bet.
They're good off the spread.
Don't you?
Yeah, especially after losses, we said.
I do think Washington covers this game, but the only one, I think I'm a little worried about Minnesota because they could just lay an egg, but it's the right play.
Yeah, that's definitely a game where we're like, they're down 21 and we're like, why do we do this?
Yeah.
Right.
But it's like a daytime Kirk Cousins game. Like everyone's going to be like out on them. And yeah, I don't know. I think these are the right five. I think Buffalo's out.
We reserve the right to come back and change these. At my Jeff Schwartz on Twitter.
That's true.
You guys know. So I submit them.
Yeah.
I submit
Kamara isn't playing. How about this?
I submit them for the contest. I do the Gold Nugget contest. It's 7 picks a week. I do 2 Pac-12. I actually picked Ohio State 1 week because I couldn't find a second Pac-12 game, and Ohio State did not cover that game. And then I put the 5 NFL games in there. So right now, I am tied for. I think it's tied for. Where am I at here? I'm tied for 62nd out of 149.
Okay.
I am only 9 back of the top. I am 36-34. Now, mind you, that's being 19-29 in the NFL. Okay, so my other picks this year, my 2 college picks a week,
fire,
have gone with it 15-4. No, 16-4. 16-5. Yeah, what is it? 16-5. I should just pick college games every week. I would have won the contest.
I think so. Man, just Pac-12 though.
Yeah, so that means I'm 16-4 picking Pac-12 games on this. I picked 1 Ohio State game 1 week that did not cover. Otherwise, it's been all Pac-12 games.
Mm.
It's pretty good.
Interesting. It is good.
Yeah.
That is good.
Yeah, so the leader of the contest is 45-25.
Huh. Okay, we can get there. We can get there. We'll do it by not betting the Texans.
One of the names who's number 9th in this contest is named Pac-12 Refs. So that makes a lot of sense, actually.
Oh.
Well, I mean, it actually made more sense if they had no wins.
Right, yeah.
Imagine being 23-47.
I mean, in the NFL, I think we would take that.
Well, this one guy, he's ranked 147th with his second team at 25-45. His first team is ranked 149th. That guy's having a rough year.
That's tough.
Wouldn't you do the opposite? Like, wouldn't you do the opposite? You would just like have 2 teams and bet the opposite of your picks?
Maybe that's what he's doing. Like, sort of.
He's not. He's only 2 better. If you bet the opposite, he'd be 47-23.
Sorry, misunderstood. Yeah.
He'd be winning.
Huh. Yeah. So he just sucks twice. Tough one. Tough one for the random guy we're just destroying it on our podcast.
If you listen to the podcast, just let me know, buddy.
Yeah.
I'd love to get your ideas on who to fade this week. All right, guys. It's been a long week for me. It's been a long week for Matt. We're glad to be able to talk some sports with you guys. I got to get back to some writing at Jeff Schwartz on Twitter. You can find me at Fox Sports as well. You can find Matt at countryhomeliving.com.
Yeah, good housekeeping.
Yeah, good housekeeping. You can find Matt at Good Housekeeping. That's his other day job. I am also upset Gabe is cheating on us, by the way, on a different podcast. Very upset. I have to bring that up to Gabe. That's very upsetting. He's cheating on us.
Everyone likes this show better, right? Because you actually learned something in this show.
The other show just had its first episode. I just saw Gabe's face cheating on another show. So we will we'll talk about all that Monday and Tuesday. We're powered with the Varsity Podcast Network. Please leave a rating. Very much appreciate that. Helps the show. You can tweet me at Jeff Schwartz. Tweet Matt at MM410. If you want to, just tweet Matt. Just blow up his mentions. Just go do it, everyone. Just let him know you listen to the podcast. You like his picks. And we'll be back next week, everyone. Take care.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.